This podcast episode is brought to you by the Visayo Travel Blogging Masterclass. If you're struggling with how to start and design your blog, how to position your business online, how to create and implement a unique content strategy, or how to sustainably grow your blog to a 5,000 to 10,000 monthly blog audience, then you should head over to masterclass.thevisayo.com. That is thevisayo.com. to enroll for the Starter Blogging course. Now, this course has been supported by the British Council and it was created by the award-winning travel blogger Divisayo to help you start your blog, position your business online, and stay winning. To get a $20 discount, use the code TheBigDreamer20. TheBigDreamer20. Cheers. Alright, so our guest today is the amazing Tayo Aino Films. Yes, as his name goes, he's a filmmaker and he has gotten a lot of international accolades. This year alone, he was featured on CNN and a number of local and international newspapers. He is an entrepreneur, he is a YouTuber, he is a storyteller with the films he makes on YouTube. And yeah, he has done amazingly well in terms of storytelling and growing an online base and community. And I thought, why not invite him for this season's podcast? Because our focus this season is empowerment. So you listening, hopefully, after you're done with this podcast, whatever he says would inspire you or empower you to start that journey of possibly starting a YouTube channel or taking that step to creating something amazing. Yes, I'm hoping you learn and implement whatever it is that you get inspired by today. Enjoy. Welcome to the Big Dreamers Podcast. I am your host, Divisayo, an award-winning travel blogger, a tourism promoter and strategist, and the founder of TravCP. This is a safe commute created to empower big dreamers to dream bigger through the inspiring stories and life experiences of top influencers, industry leaders, and entrepreneurs. The theme for this season is empowerment.
Hi, Tayo.
Hi, Visayo. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
So, the funny thing is, I'm going to give a quick story to the audience. I met Tayo over, although I've given a story on YouTube before, but my audience has been on my podcast, that's a bit different. So, I met Tayo over YouTube, actually, through one of my videos. He commented on it and I went to his page so that he has awesome videos too. And then he said, we need to collaborate. And next thing, a couple months down the line, we collaborated and it was one of the few collaborations I really love that I have engaged in on YouTube. And anyone listening to me or listening to this podcast will possibly know you, especially if they consume a lot of video content on YouTube. So today we're going to be covering a lot of what your journey has been like, because your growth has been amazing. And I would like you to introduce yourself first before we get into that.
Okay, so thanks a lot for the intro. Yeah, my name is Tayo Aino. I am an entrepreneur. I also have a YouTube channel where I create content around travel, travel, real estate, and lifestyle. I love creating content and I love telling stories with videos. So I think that's all for now.
So when you say entrepreneur, what are the businesses you're into so that anyone interested in your markets?
Oh, okay, yeah. I love businesses generally. I love creating things. And I'm in the tech world. So I have a startup, it's called Facebook.ng. I'm the co-founder with like three other friends of mine. So it's a platform for booking apartments all over Nigeria, and eventually we plan on scaling it across Africa. So it's similar to what Airbnb does, but ours is more localized. So yeah, so that's one of the other businesses I run.
All right, so the focus of our podcast this season is empowerment. So I'd like you to give us a little bit more reflection on what your background was like. I know when we spoke on our YouTube collaboration video, you said you were once a taxi driver, you were Uber driver specifically. You owned a restaurant or you worked at a restaurant. You should have done a number of things. And for people who do not know this, I'm just speaking to Tayo. Tayo, how many subscribers do you currently have on YouTube?
I think last I checked, it was 156,000.
So Tayo has grown, and last year it wasn't even close to 100,000. But the growth that he has been able to, you know, accomplish over a number of months is amazing. So tell me, where you are now, and in comparison to how you started, give us more insight as to how you started first and what. Like,
how I started YouTube? Is that what you mean?
Where you are?
Well, I've always been an entrepreneur. Like, even from when I was in primary school, I used to use my food money to buy sweets and sell to the other students. Mm-hmm. So now I was like primary five or something. So it was right from there. I just knew, okay, I love doing business. And like when I was in school, I used to buy games like PS2. I think it was PS2 that I used to win then. And I used to sell to like other students. So right from time, I always just was going into one business or the other. And then when I was in uni, I had a restaurant. I started a restaurant. I also started an event party type planning company, both of which failed. But like I was just like trying out different businesses.
What do you mean? End profit? You didn't end money. What do you mean by
failed? When you failed, now when you say something failed, it means it didn't work out. It means you tried it for a while and it didn't.
Okay.
It failed. Like it didn't work out. Like you ran out of probably things can fail in so many ways. Probably you run out of cash or you don't make enough profit and then the business closes down. Stuff like that. Yeah. So yeah, then eventually after graduating from school, I became an Uber driver for a while. Then eventually after doing Uber for some time, then it was during that period I started my startup, which is Facebook.ng, and then eventually I moved to creating content on YouTube, and then yeah, and then that was it. And the rest is currently what we are saying now.
Yeah. Anyways, so now that I will call you a superstar and an all-around influencer, tell me, what has it like for you, and do you see yourself that way?
I don't see myself as any YouTube star or influencer. I just see myself as somebody who just likes to create stuff. African narrative, which is one of the main reasons I like pushed my channel, because when I started posting on my channel, I wasn't going to be posting consistently. But what now drove me to start posting and creating my content was I noticed, I think I went for a trip, I think it was Russia, and then when I went there, a lot of people didn't have an idea what Nigeria was like, or when you say Nigeria, they don't even know what it's like, or they don't even know, even Africa generally, like they don't have an idea of what it's like. So I was like, okay, what if I started creating content around Africa to sort of keep people informed, like let them know what is really happening. And so I started making videos around Nigeria, and then I started doing other countries. So I did Kenya, Ghana, Cape Verde, try that one again. Yeah, then I think currently now I'm doing South Africa. So that was what really drove me to like start creating content. But I don't see myself as a YouTube star. All those things, they die away very fast. And popularity, all of that actually don't matter to me. I just see myself as somebody who just loves creating content. And I'm glad and I'm happy that at least what I've created so far, people's reaction to it, a large percentage of it has been on the positive side. And when I see people commenting and saying, oh, your videos have inspired me and stuff like that, it's always very humbling. So that's the way I see it, actually.
We'll get into comments soon, right?
Okay.
Both the good and the bad. I want to say this, that one thing I really like about, or one thing I would say that drew me more interested in knowing you is because we both have like the same passion, which is to promote Africa and to change the negative African narrative being painted in the local and international media. And I should mention this, that one of your works was actually featured on CNN, which is amazing.
When?
Hey, your Cape Verde video was not full. Was it not? Are you trying to be humble or something?
You know, the funny thing is, it's most times when like this stuff like this happens, people just send it to me. So I really, CNN. Okay, yeah, I remember.
Are you imagining, guys? Can you listen to that? You have had too many. You don't even know again.
I just remember. Yeah. That's true. It was a while back. Yeah.
Yeah, it was earlier this year.
Like, don't forget. Did you see what I told you? I don't even keep track of this.
I don't keep track. It's amazing. It was also good to remember your wins and be grateful, because sometimes not every time is a smiling day, or that's true.
I remember my wins. I remember, it's just that, you know, when you're thinking about tomorrow, you're like, okay, what next do you want to do? Especially for YouTube. You know, YouTube is like, when it comes to YouTube, you're like thinking about the next, after you drop a video, you're thinking about what next am I doing? So it's very easy to get trapped into that rat race where you're like, okay, what next am I doing? So you don't even remember how the content you created you don't remember the impact of the content you created some months back. But yeah, I'm thankful. Exactly. I'm happy about all of that. I'm thankful. I'm thankful to God.
Exactly. Congratulations.
Thanks a lot.
So now to refer back to the comments, I know that there was a time you went viral for some funny reasons. How do you react, or how did you feel when you saw comments that were not so pleasing? I'm saying this for people that are looking to become YouTubers and watch your videos, and they also experience things like this. How did you take it in, and how did you handle it?
I really did not care to use a lighter word. I really did not care, because at the end of the day, I'm this kind of person that when it comes to, obviously, when you're creating something and people tend to judge it different from different perspectives. You make some work and then people might not like it, because it's just like the way artists are. It's not all songs that are hit songs, or it's not all songs that people would like. So you make some things and people would not like them. You make some things, people will love them. So it's just like ebb and flow. That's just how life is. So whenever you make something and people react to it negatively, you don't need to like get depressed or get upset. Just keep making more stuff. And eventually people will like those things, they will like them. They're just like, is this quote by Andy Warhol? I said, make art, and why people are judging whether they like it or not, just keep making more art. So that's what I follow. So whenever people make negative comments on my videos, I'm just like, oh. Secondly, another thing is people judge arts, because I see what I do as art. People judge art from their own point of view, from their own perspective. So you can't really like satisfy everybody. People will judge it based on what they've experienced in their own life. That's why even generally in life, when people like argue with you or people say you are wrong or whatever, it's majorly coming from their own personal experiences. So that's just basically what I actually feel.
I cannot agree with you more, because there have been times I watched a particular video and the message I got from the video was different from the message I got next time I watched it. I'm like, why did I miss this part the first time? And that was mostly because my mindset was not the same as it is now. Do you get? My perspective towards the video was not the same. So yeah, I agree with you. So, but like the first part, the first reason you gave, which is that you don't care. Are you really serious? Because the first time, I'm also a YouTuber, right? So when I released my videos, when I started anyways, I was like, oh, so far I'm not getting any dislikes. That's awesome. And I was like, if I get any dislike, I'll be like, whatever, it's part of it. People also get dislikes, it's normal. I mean, I was saying that, but in actuality, when that happened, I felt sad.
what I've come to realize with that is that I've watched some videos that are so perfect. so perfect. And people still dislike those videos. Let me even give you another example. This guy that died, Chadwick Boseman, Marvel did a memorial video, and people still disliked it. That's just to show you that people would, Jesus Christ came to the earth and he was the most perfect man, and people still killed him. So you can never, like, people, there are always those people out there that are always like, they are just sad with their own life. So they just want to spread that sadness and negativity. That's why almost all videos will have dislikes. So it's just normal. It's just a normal thing. It's just a normal thing generally.
I agree with you. Thank you so much for that clarity. I can work with the mindset that, okay, Jesus was so, you know, experienced things like that. So what would you say are the practical steps you took to get you where you are as a YouTuber? Okay, let's talk about your YouTube numbers now. You've grown. So what do you say are the steps for people to start and grow?
So I think the first one is picking a niche. Because most people, when they start YouTube, like I think I've said this before in some of my other vlogs, they start out with making vlogs. And making vlogs, yeah. And if you're making vlogs, just a vlogs about your life, you won't, because nobody really knows you. If you're not like somebody who's popular, maybe like Toki Makinwa or somebody like that is already popular in one frame, then they want to go into YouTube. Yeah, maybe it might work for you. They can go from vlogs. But if you're just a normal person who nobody knows and you start making vlogs, nobody watch, even your friends. Funny thing is, people think when they start YouTube, your friends will watch your videos. Your friends will not watch your videos. Anybody who's starting YouTube, if you start YouTube and you feel your friends watch your friends are not going to watch your video. You need to build your audience separately. So first of all, you need to make searchable content. So what are people looking for online? And you make content around that. So that's what you need to do first of all. And which is one of the things I did. Also, you need to pick a niche. You need to pick a niche, which is why currently my channel is majorly focused on travel, lifestyle, and real estate. And gradually now I'm adding some new series to it, like the African, the Made in, I think I just called it Made in Africa series, where I feature like and promote African businesses that have grown in Africa. So you need to pick a niche. You need to have a theme for your channel. So if as I am now, if I do vlogs, people will still watch it because I already have a big audience. So, but it's harder for you to grow when you don't have so many subscribers and then you're doing vlogs. You need to either teach people something, which is educative content, or you need to entertain them. So those are the type of niches or whatever that YouTube videos fall into. Either it's entertainment or information. So you need to just pick one of the two and then make searchable content so that when people are searching for something, they will search for it. Like now, if you're searching for something on Nigeria, there's a high probability you probably fall on one of my videos because I've done a lot of videos on Nigeria. So that's that. Also, like if you pick a niche, it's easy for you to become an authority on that niche. So that whenever anybody is looking for a video on that, your video will pop to the top because of the YouTube algorithm. So that's the major thing. That's actually the major thing. Then consistency, obviously. You need to be consistent. If you can make a video every day, if you really want to go, you should make a video every day. If you can't make a video every day, at least make one video a week. But the thing is that the more videos you make, the higher your chance of getting discovered, the higher your chance of getting more subscribers.
Now, balancing that with mental health.
There's no balance. There's no balance. Like, no, there's no balance. When it comes to this thing, it's hard when you say balance because YouTube is like a sport. You can't take your foot off the pedal. You have to always be on. Obviously, you need to take time off. Like me, I take time off once in a while. Over the past 1 week, I've not posted anything. I think I just posted today on YouTube. So now you take time off if... And that's because I wasn't even feeling fine. You take time off once in a while if you need to, because at the end of the day, your health is the most important thing. It's not maybe how many subscribers you have, because if you die today, your account will be dead. But when I say there's no balance, what I majorly mean is that it's so hard to grow a YouTube channel that it's almost like you're working all the time. Just, you make YouTube videos now. You know how hard it is to make a YouTube video. You make a video, you start, after making, you first shoot the video, after shooting, you edit it, after editing, you upload. After uploading, you now go to another process of titling, analyzing what title works best, then you find thumbnail, and when you post it, you start analyzing how to arrange it to make sure that it's a lot of work. But that's the same thing with almost every other thing in life, generally. So,
there's no balance in life. Exactly.
There's balance. There's balance. I think it's just knowing like what is important for you. So me, sometimes, what works for you? I don't really have any strategy for balance. Sometimes I make a lot of videos and then I just chill for like a week before I start making more videos. So it just depends on how my body is feeling. Sometimes I space out my videos and make one video a week. Sometimes I make three videos a week. It just depends on, it's basically depending on how I feel. And also, obviously for me, YouTube is not the only thing I do. I also have other things I need to allot time to. I also have my family. It's more of finding that balance that works for you. But also realize that I'm not working for like anybody. There are people who are doing 9-to-5 and want to do YouTube. So they have to find their own balance that actually works for them. So you find your balance at the end of the day.
And to clarify, you currently edit all your videos yourself.
Yep. And I shoot all my videos myself.
That's
but I eventually plan on like hiring like a team, because that should be stressful, man.
Most sustainable. Because anyway, shall I not get into that? So now, for someone that is still, you know, listening to us right now and still is trying to battle one question, which you've already addressed, which is one. The consistency aspect, how to stay consistent. You just said how they have to find a plan and what would stick to that routine. The next is how do they get equipment to start and grow, and what does it take to start a YouTube channel?
It doesn't take anything to start a YouTube channel. It's just, first of all, everybody who has a Gmail account has a YouTube channel. That's one. Secondly, in terms of equipment, if you have your phone and you are online, you have internet, you already have all the tools you need to start a YouTube channel. The most times is people wait till they have like all the tools, they have light and everything before they start. Is that you learn as you go. You don't buy everything. If you have money to buy cameras and all of that, go for it. But if you don't have money to buy that, you have a phone. If you have a phone and you have internet, then you're good. I know somebody who built an audience from zero to like almost like 80,000, 90,000, 100,000. And she used her phone all through. And it wasn't even an iPhone. It was an Android phone, just to show you. What people want to, at the end of the day, what people want to see from your videos is just, what do you want to say to them? Are you teaching them something or are you entertaining them? That's what they want to know.
So now, when you start making videos and you are saying, okay, I want to grow, I want to start making money from it, how do you then get the clients? Now, I know that for creators, there are different kinds of clients. So let's focus more on the clients that pay you to promote their, whatever it is that they want you to promote.
So for sponsors, that's what they call them. I think they call them sponsors. They reach out to you or you reach out to them. Like I reached out to some brands to tell them I want to collaborate with them. And some brands have reached out to me. So you just need to, there's no specific way, but it's just you reaching out to brands that are in your niche. So I would not reach out to a makeup brand now and say I want to promote them because I don't do makeup.
Yeah.
But I can reach out to a travel brand. I can reach out to a real estate brand. I can reach out to a lifestyle brand. So that's just how it works. And then brands reach out to me too. And then if whatever they're trying to sell is what I'm passionate about or what I like, then I can do a sponsored ad for them. Because I also vet the companies I do sponsored ads for.
Mm. And what's the process of that? Do you vet them based on your values or what?
I bet them majorly based on my values. Like somebody reached out to me yesterday and said they wanted me to promote an online trading forex thing.
Bitcoin.
I mean, I don't stuff like anything that has a Bitcoin trading, all of that. I don't do stuff like that on my channel for any reason. Because first of all, I would not promote something to my audience that I don't understand or something that will make them lose money and stuff like that. It's only something that I understand that I can promote to them. If not, you spoil your brand, which is not something I want to do.
All right. So I'm happy I've been able to get to know more about you in the last 25 minutes. Listen, have you gotten one or two things? I mean, you've mentioned a number of things as to how to choose the right clients, how to stay consistent, and what has been your personal drive. Number one, from you, I think you're just an entrepreneur. You're just
doing
business. That's it.
You said what? What's the second thing you said?
The drive you want to change the African narrative. Second, you're just an entrepreneur. Like, that's why you keep doing new things.
Yeah. I am an entrepreneur. I see myself more as an entrepreneur than even a YouTuber. But, well, people say YouTuber, content creator. So, at the end of the day, I just collect the title like that, whatever.
Okay. All right, is there any other thing, any advice you want to give creators and anyone listening?
Like, whatever you want to do, just, like, go for it. Some you fail at them, some you might succeed at them, like me. There are so many things in the future I'll still do that won't work out, and there are things I'll do that work out. So people should just, like, push forward and just try. They should just keep trying. Try new things until they find their interest. And always try to find a way to give people value, because that's the most important thing, value. Once you can find a way to give people value, they will eventually have to pay you in cash. So if you're looking for how to make money, just find a way to solve a problem or give people value. So that's what I have to say.
Amazing. Thank you so much. So please, where can people follow you and what are your websites?
Yeah. I'm Tayo Aina Films everywhere, apart from YouTube. YouTube is just Tayo Aina. Sorry?
For the non-Nigerians listening, can you spell Tayo Aina, please?
Tayo Aina Films is T-A-Y-O. A-I-N-A, then films, F-I-L-M-S.
All right. So,
films like movies, yeah.
Thank you so much. God bless you, Tayo. So one last thing before I end this. My 12-year-old brother, his name is Emmanuel. He said I should tell you that he loves your content. So I'm sure he's going to listen to this later. So I want to make sure I mention that to you.
Okay. Shout out to you, Emmanuel. Thanks a lot for watching my videos. I appreciate you.
All right, dear. Thank you so much. Have a good day.
Yeah, you too. Thanks for having me.
So in case you missed it, one major thing I think I picked from this particular session is the YouTube formula. To grow, apart from consistency and every other thing he mentioned, you must focus on one of these. Either you're teaching or you're delivering value to people by passing knowledge, or you're entertaining. So you choose. If you want to entertain people with travel videos or fashion videos, just know that you're providing an entertainment value to people. If you want to teach people and share knowledge based on your experiences in life, you're adding value. And guess what? When you watch videos on YouTube, you also watch for the same reason. You either type how to make a cloth or how to wash my hair. Those videos are educative videos because you're learning from them and you're implementing them. And that's the reason why you're clicking on those videos. And if it's a fun video, possibly a music video or a travel video, the point is you think of yourself as the client or as the audience. What would you want to watch? So the best way to think of creating an entertaining video is, if you want to attract people like yourself, what kind of video would entertain you? And how, and what kind of way would I want this video to be done such that I will keep myself glued to this video to watch to the end? Same thing with educative videos. What kind of videos do I want to learn more from that I don't currently see? But you have to be passionate about this topic. Because if you start something you're not passionate about, it will fizzle out. You will not have the drive to continue. Yeah, so that is really what I took from today's podcast. And yeah, so I would say the YouTube formula is teaching and entertainment. So find out which one to focus on, yeah? Yeah, so I hope you enjoyed it. As normal or as usual, please make a screen record or share a bit of the podcast that you learned on your stories on Twitter or Instagram. And tag us at @thebigjuma_, and we will, you know, we share. We love to engage that community. Feel free to send a voice message as well by clicking on the link in our bio on Instagram @thebigjuma_. If this voice message you send is a question, we can always include it in the next podcast session whereby we answer these questions. Yes, I'm looking forward to hearing what you have to say. I'm looking forward to also sharing your whatever it is that you learned, nuggets you learned from today's podcast. Yeah, feel free to follow Tayo at Tayo Enough Films, as I mentioned, and follow me on Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, Facebook, everywhere. I even have a site. I have a travel blog, Defisayo. So everywhere is Defisayo, Thefisayo. My blog is www.thefisayo. That's Defisayo.com. Yes, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. See you next week. Till next time, do not forget to stay awesome, stay inspired. Peace.